Radio emission in a nearby ultra-cool dwarf binary, a multi-frequency study, by Havan B. Clement et al. The substellar triple system VHSJ 125601.92 to 125723.9 is composed by an equal mass M7.5 brown dwarf binary and AL7 low mass substellar object. In this work, we aim to identify the origin of the radio emission occurring in the central binary of VHS 1256-1257 while discussing the expected mechanisms involved in the radio emission of ultra-cool dwarfs, UCDs. We observed this system with the Carl G. Jinsky Very Large Array, the European Very Long Baseline Interferometry, VLBI, network, the Enhanced Multi-Element Remotely Linked Interferometer Network, the Northern Extended Millimeter Array, and the Atacama Large Millimeter Array at frequencies ranging from 5 GHz up to 345 GHz in several epochs during 2017, 2018, and 2019. We have found radio emission at 6 GHz and 33 GHz coincident with the expected position of the central binary of VHS 1256 to 1257. The Stokes' density flux detected was 73 plus or minus 4 and 83 plus or minus 13, respectively, with no detectable circular polarization or pulses. No emission is detected at higher frequencies, 230 GHz and 345 GHz, nor at 5 GHz with VLBI arrays. The emission appears to be stable over almost 3 years at 6 GHz. To explain the constraints obtained both from the detections and non-detections, we considered multiple scenarios including thermal and non-thermal emission, and different contributions from each component of the binary. Our results can be well explained by non-thermal gyrosynchrotron emission originating at radiation belts with a low plasma density, Ne equals 300 to 700 cm3, a moderate magnetic field strength, V approximately equals 140 g, and an energy distribution of electrons following a power law, dN, dAA caret delta, with delta fixed at 1.36. These radiation belts would need to be present in both components and also be viewed equatorially. This was Radio Emission in a Nearby Ultra-Cool Dwarf Binary, a Multi-Frequency Study, by Havan B. Clement et al.